USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a major announcement regarding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9 and planes associated with that line.
Regarding any plane that is currently flying, the president says,
any plane currently in the air will go to its destination and thereafter be grounded until further notice. So planes that are in the air will be grounded.
Reaction coming in on Capitol Hill to the massive college admissions bribery case, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
It's just disgusting. Every one of these people needs to go to jail. Every single one.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Paul Manafort is being indicted on mortgage fraud by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. The indictment was handed up moments after he was sentenced to an additional 3.5 years in prison today in Washington, D.C. The crimes Manafort was convicted of all happened before he started working for President Trump, and Manafort could spend close to 8 years in prison. Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 850,000 vehicles that aren't meeting U.S. emission standards. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It's not a voluntary recall. Investigators with the Environmental Protection Agency ordered it, and they say they'll continue to monitor emissions testing at Fiat Chrysler in the future. This recall involves 2011 and 2012 Dodge Calibers, 2011 through 2014 Chrysler 200s and Dodge Avengers, and 2011 through 2016 Dodge Journeys. Shares of Fiat Chrysler were down on Wall Street at this news.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Divisive politicians, hateful pundits, angry campus activists, and Twitter trolls. Today in America, there is an outraged industrial complex that prospers by setting Americans against each other. Arthur C. Brooks is the president of the American Enterprise Institute. He says arguing with someone isn't wrong, but he also tells Fox News, we got to know how to argue with someone.
We don't argue too much. We argue too poorly. That's the biggest problem that we have. There's a problem that we have in our society today, which is that we have as much polarization today between Democrats and Republicans as there are between Israelis and Palestinians. And this causes a lot of contempt, which is not anger. It's content. It's anger mixed with disgust. This pulls people apart. 1 in 6 Americans have stopped talking to a family member or a close friend since the 2016 election.
That's the Reuters poll, right?
And totally. It's catastrophic. As a matter of fact, I mean, people are unhappy, and worst of all, Brian, right, they're not persuading anybody.
Brooks believes you have to separate the person from their ideas.
So if you actually want to be more persuasive, and you want to be happier, and you want to have more love in your life, you got to do one big thing, which is you don't have to agree with anybody. You don't have to like somebody else's idea, but you have to recognize that that person is not his or her ideas. Separate the two. You can maintain the relationship and still go hammer and tongs on ideas.
Millions of Americans are bracing for a strong late winter storm known as a bomb cyclone. The forecast for folks from the Rockies all the way to the upper Midwest is calling for extreme snow and wind and near blizzard-like conditions. Please travel safe out there. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.